Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Lord, I can my
from the start of my life, that's before I open my eyes to take a peek, to find that I don't mind the steaming gazing with tranquility. If the rain is the many good past, on and light and shadows cast, I will do all the little the thing of the crying of humanity.
Greetings, everyone. This is Jorge, your hurdy-gurdy man, coming to you today from beautiful, snowy Bushwick, Brooklyn, in New York City. In recognition of our recent episodes on Black history, we're going to continue today with a very, I hope, powerful program in which we're going to listen to prison songs. African-American prison songs. And cover a wide range of songs that are products or related to the question of justice, criminal justice system in America. Highly flawed. That's an understatement, clearly. I'd like to start today with some words by George Jackson, who was an inmate in San Quentin, who before his violent death wrote these words to his lawyer. Quote, "This camp brings out the very best in brothers or destroys them entirely. But none are unaffected. None who live here are normal. If I leave here alive, I'll leave nothing behind. They'll never count me among the broken men, but I can't say that I'm normal either. I've been hungry too long. I've gotten angry too often. I've been lied to and insulted too many times. They've pushed me over the line from where there can be no retreat. I know that they will be not satisfied until they push me out of existence altogether."
Song about his sweet boy jail, and when the judge sent you down in the valley, I made a song with his own Angola. I was down in the valley so low I couldn't hear them sweet boy trains blow. I was in the field working hard. Late one evening I get a thing about sweet boy Louisiana. I get a thing about how the lawyer done me. I think about how the sheriff put me in jail. I begin to sit down and make up my old song. Way down in the valley, and the valley's all low. God, I just could not hear that. Even training was all blow. When they write me a letter, they send it by mail. You can visit all over that street for days. But a shame he rescued, found you over in jail. Ain't getting no body until going bill. And for you, lawyer, come down to yourself. It's right there, it's five on hell. You get your lawyer for your friend, and when you come to find out yourself, you were somewhere with a solid years in the pen. Get some of your money, come back for the rest. Hey, you just plead guilty, and boy, know it is best. That's it, the judge, you ain't thinking about him. You gotta go before the judge. He done taught you to lose God all the money that you had the lawyer. On the judge, he was in a year. Lawyer could write it down. You can touch your bottom dollar, he ain't gold about. You can think about the lawyer, think about the judge. That day, the judge, I like it for God. Now, Miss Rascal, the state ever picked out. When the judge will give you a lifetime in the pen, ain't nothing you can look to but the good Lord in the sky. The angels up in the heaven, they're gonna take care of you. All the roses are red, and the violet blue. All the angels in the heaven are saying, I love you. I just had the last foot. When they write you a letter, they send it by mail. And this is all over, and that's sweet for Dale.
She got my mind. Word is in Meridian, she got my mind.
Got mine. I can't go nowhere.
All the time. Do my time.
I got to do it. You know how that is.
Oh, butter. Yummy, girl.
Hear me.
Oh, butter. Yummy, girl.
Isn't ready.
I love butter. Tell what I do.
Yeah.
I love butter. Tell what I do. I love butter. Tell what I do. Hope someday she come love me too. Well, I'm butter.
Oh, no, jet lag mama.
Ah. Oh, she do
me wrong. Oh, she do me.
I don't want no
jet lag mama.
Oh, she do me
wrong. Oh, she do me.
I don't want.
Sugar in my coffee.
It make me
mean, Lord. It make me mean.
I don't
want no sugar in my coffee.
It make me mean, Lord. It make me mean. I got a book. Doggy
with 500
in my backyard,
Lord,
Lord, in my backyard. I got a
bulldog with 500
in my backyard,
Lord, in my backyard.
When he bought him.
We're starting today's program playing some of these tracks, including the opening track from Lead Belly, of course, collected by Alan Lomax, a great example of the prison experience informing a music, a song. And what one of the things I find so interesting about these prison songs is that it has everything. It has this intersectionality of the criminal system, the social system, the cultural system, and it's like with prisoners, how we deal with like the outlaws, the bad people of our society, all coming into this very head-on collision in which we can kind of reassess and think about what are our values as a society. That was followed, Lead Belly's opening track, The Shreveport Jail, was followed by Berta. That's Big Louisiana, a.k.a. Rodney Mason, and those were prison songs recorded at the Angola, one of the most brutal prisons in the system. And then we moved on to, again, from Lomax, recordings from Parchment Farm, Mississippi. And there's just so much wealth of expression. And Lomax had those incredible Lomax ears that could really pick up the nuances of a people and their cry and their strength and their vulnerability at the same time, not to mention the sexuality, the sensuality. So thank you, Mr. Lomax. That's actually a track that we include in the globaljukebox.org if you want to explore that tool. I'm going to move on now to a more recent manifestation of prison songs as such. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. That's our introduction. Let's get into some more contemporary renderings of hurdy-gurdy songs, prison songs.
Seven in the morning, they kicking down my mama's door. Now tell me, what is this motherfucking drama for? Can a nigga get rest and the rest without the stress? Then they put the Glock to my chest. Best think for a twitch or a pop. Off to the clink with this bitch ass cap. They got a nigga locked like the dread on my head jack. And if I try to fight back, well then I'm dead black. I got the right to an attorney and to stay silent. They got the right to try to burn me if I play violent. I know the game, so I just roll with the procedure. A legal search and seizure, something that they doing at their leisure. Down at the station, interrogation is taking place. Overcrowded jails, but for me to make a space. Tell the devil to his face, he can suck my dick. It's the whole black race that they fucking with. Come to find my crime was letting brothers know the time on the devil and stopping them from eating swine. And plus my prior record sealed my fate. One for all and in God we trust. Got me sent up state, but still I won't bite my tongue. I just write tight shit to incite the young to fight the one who keeps them on the level that's minimal. And that's the number one reason. Frustrated, I can't do no more push-ups. Niggas be swole up, locked down cause of a hole up. The devil made me do it, what I say. Got some bad news on my one phone call the other day. I love the kids and I teach them to love their father. I'll get you some kicks and try to send some flicks, but it's over. Baby, yes, it's over. Ain't much you can do when you're holding the phone. A million inmates, but you're still alone. You're not crying, but inside you're dying. You might cry in the night when you're safe and out of sight. Damn, I miss my peeps and the rides and the jeeps and my casual freedom. Where's my crew when I need them? A visit ain't the same like being in the game, but I'll take it. At least with that, I'll make it. The beast is a bitch and I see it. I do the knowledge to him, so next time I can do him. Yo, X, I got the locking now, but write me real soon. I know that you're a busy man, give me a minute. You can never know the peanuts if you've been locked the fuck up in it.
17, lock it up!
Oh, three long years in Arkansas State Prison. Want to hear all about it? Come sit down and listen. I slaved away, picking cotton, till I thought my back was breaking. Three meals a day, all I ate was black-eyed peas and long cold cornbread. A clammy hand upon my shoulder. Mr. Dev was telling me that I'd never get a minute older. I was a man, I refused to play along with Memphis Red. The bird of God that I better left unsaid. He insisted, but I resisted. He wouldn't stop. I grabbed a shovel and I opened up his head. He wouldn't stop. I grabbed a shovel and I opened up his head. All the guards took a good look at what I'd done. At a word I done, then they said, say your prize, boy, your race has done been the run. Just for kicks, they set me free and they brought the dogs to hunt me down. I then the rains came, killed my sin, and my hiding place was never found. I was one that they never found. Ooh, I was one that they never found. No one knows how many playlists there's missing. Oh, I lie in deep in the fields of an Arkansas State Prison.
Kiss this on that too. You should have placed a word of this song, sir. Bring me a criminal proud and baby. Lord, I'm in jail again. They got sent me from the workhouse, Lord, to the county pen. On my wicked soul. Well, the Lord have mercy, baby, on my wicked soul. You know I wouldn't mistreat you, baby, honey, for my weight and gold. Mm-hmm. am I to do? I want somebody to tell me, Lord, what am I to do? Babe, I would not have been ya, would not have been ya, honey, it hadn't have been for you. You know it's 10,000 people, honey, standing on one barren ground. It's 10,000 people, honey, standing on barren ground. Yeah, to see that undertaker low, let my baby down.
There you have Mississippi Fred McDowell. I'm in jail again. Mississippi Fred McDowell, definitely one of the truth tellers. Before that, we heard Bobby Womack, who many of us don't associate with prison songs, but yeah, that was a piece he called Arkansas State Prison. That region, Mississippi, Arkansas, the Delta. Profuse prisoner culture. And before that, Brand Nubian, a 1990s successful, really successful, somewhat radical hip-hop rappers with their opening track from Everything's Everything album called Claiming I'm a Criminal. Essentially stating the identification, the self-identification by which many African, young African Americans already are viewed and defined as criminal. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I'm your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, a community internet radio station. My program is also distributed in a few days later through Podomatic or iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. So please subscribe, join, or listen to us live every week. Radio Free Brooklyn is an amazing local community project that deserves so much support. And I hope that you continue to listen to not only my show, but the incredible programming available here at www.radiofreebrooklyn.org. Please look at our website, look at our newsletter, sign up, and join us, okay? Let's move on. So essentially we started on the plantation work songs and we moved into more kind of an urban. We're going to keep going in that direction, almost the popularization of the jail songs, of the prisoner songs, and that is not in any way to diminish the incredible statistics that accompany this kind of phenomena in this country. The country that per capita has more prisoners than anywhere in the world on this planet, the United States of America. This makes me wonder if this so-called freedom that we so cherish, how can we even claim that when we have 2.5 million people confined in prisons? Yes, many are criminals. Many have done terrible, horrible things. But the cost of that, this prison industrial complex, it's a business. It's a nasty business. You're talking about 1.5 million people in state prisons. 615,000 in local jails, federal prisons and jails, 225,000. And just youth holding nearly 50,000 young African-Americans, men and women. I urge you to look at prisonpolicy.org, great website where you can get some information on this. But this is not to diminish the big picture of what drives incarceration, and basically get a better understanding of why incarceration as a social device is just not working. There has to be better legislation. There has to be better judges. There has to be a more streamlined system. We have to stop going after drug offenses. I can go on and on. I think my proposal would be put them all, you know, put every criminal in a Trump building. Give them an apartment. Give them a job. Give them a chance. That's my proposal. In any case, let's move on. Play some more music. Here's Lone Star Justice. Talk about a little bit about the Texas sensibility with KK and the Rays.
Texas have more people in prison than anywhere in the world. Russia is second. Texas executed 172 people in the past 6 years. Most were minorities. All were poor. Texas leads the nations in giving money to judges. Texas is the wealthiest state, but 1 in 5 children lives in poverty. Texas spent most of its money building new jails instead of building schools.
Yeah, we got justice in the Lone Star State. But if you're poor, you might have to wait. The whole system is up for sale. But if you got money, then go your bail. You are the prisoners of those you keep. You lock them up so you can sleep.
Thank you. Let's go, fellas. Showtime's up in 5 minutes. That's it. 5 more minutes and that's it. Back to work, fellas. Back to work.
Yo, little Khadija pops his lock. She wanna pop the lock. My prison ain't nothing but a private stock. And she be dreaming about his date of release. She hate the police, but loved by her grandma who hugs and kisses her. Her father's a political prisoner, free Fred. Son of a panther that the government shot dead back in 12-4, 1969. 4 o'clock in the morning, it's terrible, but it's fine. Cause Fred Hampton Jr. looks just like him, walks just like him, talks just like him. And it might be frightening the feds and the snitches. I see him organize the gang, brothers and sisters, so he had to be framed. Yo, you know how the game go. 18 years because the 5-0 said so. They said he set it fire to an A-Rap store, but he ignited the minds of the young black and poor. Behind enemy lines, my niggas are cellmates. Most of the youth never escaped the jail fate. Super maximum camps will advance their game plan to keep us in the hands of the man locked up.
Hello? Collect call from Ness.
Where are you?
Yo, shit is crazy, boy.
Have you been?
Yo, I miss you. Yo, can you put some money in my commissary?
Lil' Kenny been smoking Lucy since he was 12. Now he 25, locked up with an L. They call him Triple K, cause he killed 3 niggas. Another ghetto child got turned into a killer. His pops was a Vietnam veteran on heroin, used like a pawn by these white North Americans. Mama couldn't handle the stress and went crazy. Grandmama had to raise the baby, just a young boy, born to a life of poverty. Hustling, robbery, whatever brung the paper home. Carried the chrome like a blind man, hold a cane. Tattoos all over his chest so you could know his name. But y'all know how the game go. D's kicked in the front door and guess who they came for? A young nigga headed for the pen. Coulda been, shoulda been, never see the hood again.
Behind enemy lines, my niggas are cellmates. Most of the youth never escaped the jail fate. Super maximum camps will advance their game plan to keep us in the hands of the man locked up. Behind enemy lines, my niggas are cellmates. Most of the youth never escaped the jail fate. Super maximum camps will advance their game plan to keep us in the hands of the man locked up.
Cuando yo llamo es como tú no me quieres escuchar. No he visto mis hijos, mi mujer. No me mandan retratos, no tengo dinero. Estoy aquí jodido en la cárcel, metido.
You ain't got to be locked up to be in prison. Look how we living. 30,000 niggas a day up in the bin. Standard routine, they put us in a box. Just like our life on the block.
Behind enemy
you ain't
lines.
Got to be locked up to be in prison. Look how we living. 30,000 niggas a day up in the bin. Standard routine, they put us in a box. Just like our life on the block.
Behind enemy lines.
Sitting here waiting for tomorrow, but I don't think it'll ever come. Well, just to think that I'm a young dude, my whole life is almost gone. Well, well, this prison life's a pressure. Keeps my back against the wall. Constant lookout for the snakes and the bandits. Program leans toward obscene law. I keep my back against the wall. My friends now have all but cut me loose. On the outside playing safe. It's alright, cause in here it's just like leaving the homeland, baby. If I survive it back, I could love your face. You're just a number from the past. I'm still sitting here today. I don't know nothing about my future, baby. But with my life, I gotta pay. They got my back against the wall.
Curtis Mayfield, the original soundtrack to the film Short Eyes, written by Miguel Pinheiro, the New Yorican poet. Powerful story, powerful film, and of course, powerful Curtis Mayfield story about, again, imprisonment. Yeah, there in Short Eyes in the New York City prison system. And you have to, Curtis, you hear a little bit of that 80s sound. And it was particularly in the 80s and 90s in which the breakdown of the industrial work zones, the societal structure started to really fall apart. New York City, economic problems. And there was a kind of a clampdown on criminality, New York and throughout the country, actually, with Reagan. It was a national kind of way of addressing the fears that played well, of course, to the conservatives. You know, you have to be tough on crime and so on. Chris Parenti, in his book Lockdown America, he points out that the criminal justice buildup during the 80s and 90s is a bulwark against the new dangerous classes because it absorbs and controls them and extends its threat onto the street. Politicians found it necessary and useful to speak to domestic anxieties in politically acceptable forms, which would avoid blaming corporate greed and capitalist restructuring, neoliberalism. This required scapegoats, a role usually filled by new immigrants, the poor, people of color, particularly African Americans. Before Curtis Mayfield, Back Against the Wall, we heard Dead Prez, one of the, again, more radical hip-hop rappers, Stickman and Dead Prez behind Enemy Lines. And we opened up that set with KK and the Rays, Lone Star Justice. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs, and thank you for joining me today. It's a pleasure to have you with me. I know this is a powerful topic, and it's one that we have to keep out front in the midst of all of the political posturing. We have to address this question of 2.5 million plus people incarcerated. Let's move on. Here, the next track. Another really important group, and I'm going to just try to play as many songs as I can for the rest of our set today. But I do want to thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Join me every Tuesday live and, or as a podcast, Hurdy Gurdy Songs. And, I'm just going to play as many songs as I can here. We'll probably have more episodes around this theme. Join me next week where I will be having a live interview with Isaac Sawyer, a Brooklyn-based rapper, originally from Las Vegas. And we'll talk about his music, play some of his hurdy-gurdy songs. And this is all part of our monthly tribute and honoring and recognition of Black history. So until next time, thank you for listening. Peace, love, and equality.
Here comes the judge. Let everybody rise. In walks the beast, dressed up in disguise. Up walks the pig with his little badge of tin. Out goes the cry, bring the prisoners in. Stand at the bar, and ones and twos and threes. All right, DA, read out the charges, please. Hush up, defense, I hear not what you say. Guilty are all assembled here today. 50 are here, but just one face is pale. Crazy mixed up kid, what are you doing in jail? You robbed the bank, why that's no serious crime. My uncle Jesse James did that all the time. Now what did these blacks and Puerto Ricans do? He stole some bread and he a pair of shoes. He would not budge when the policeman said to move.
They all must get time, there's nothing else to do.
He had some dope and this one had a gun. This one was drunk, out looking for some fun. These few are mad, they speak of liberty. They are a threat to our society.
They are organized into a terrorist band.
Cut off their heads, their body cannot stand. Lock this one up and execute this pair. Gag this one's mouth and put him in the chair. Take them away, the pen must be their fate. We must provide free labor for the state. We need some more policemen on the beat to keep these hoods and criminals off the street. This is the brand of justice in the court. A special brand for poor folks to exploit. A brand replete with treacheries and flaws. A mockery of justice and laws. Made to protect their mountains of gold and all the other wealth that they have stole. No sense of shame for the way they behave. Just a driving desire to exploit and enslave. But a new day is coming for the oppressed. A desire to have all of their grievance redressed. They'll sing a new song in a whole different tone. Everything would improve if they'd leave us alone. There's no limit to the things we could do. We'd run our own courts, our own government too. A well-organized state is what it could be. One nation of blacks, independent and free. One nation of blacks, independent and free. One nation of blacks, independent and free.
Find the motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
They won't let me out.
They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
Heading uptown to Rio. Back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire. From the covers dressed as fiends. Making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash, and as I sold the last bag, fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me
my nigga,
out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Girl, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
Cause visitation.
station no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. My cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
My nigga, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Oh,
they won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
Can you pay me a visit?
They won't let me out.
Send me some magazines.
They won't let me out.
Send me some money orders.
They won't let me out.
Pay me a visit, baby.
They won't let me out.
'Cause I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Where's my lawyer?
They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Get me out of
they won't
here.
Let me
Death row. That's where motherfuckers is ending up.
Dear mama, I'm caught up in this sickness. I robbed my adversaries, but slipped and left a witness. Wonder if they'll catch me or will this nigga snitch? Should I shoot this bitch or make the nigga rich? Don't wanna commit murder, but damn they got me trapped. Hawking while I'm walking and talking behind my back. I'm kinda schizophrenic, I'm in this shit to win it. 'Cause life's a wheel of fortune, it's my chance to spin it. Got no time for cops who trippin' try to catch me. Too fucking trigger happy to let them suckers snatch me. Niggas getting jealous. Tryna find my stash, flip out the nine. Now I'm a dime off your ass. Peter picked a pepper, but I could pick a punk. Snatched him like a bitch and threw him in the trunk. The punk thought I was bluffing, but square him nothing nice. Before I take your life, first wrestle with these mics. I listen to his screams until he went insane. I guess the little mics have finally bound his brain. The rollers pull me over, I'm sentenced to the pen. Remember that little bird, he snitched and told a friend. There's trouble on my mind, I'm with the old timers. So fuck 5-0. Turn them into 49ers.
Bye bye, that I'm never meant to live. Can't be positive when you get to where you live. Bye bye, that I'm never meant to be. Living like a thief, running through the streets. Bye bye, and I got no place to go.
Where they find 16 on death row. I turned to a life of crime, 'cause I came from a broken family. My uncle used to touch me, I never told you that. Scared what you might do, I couldn't hold you back. I kept it deep inside and let it fuel my anger. I'm down for all my homies, no mercy for a stranger. The brother and myself is 16 as well. It's hard to adapt when you're black and you're trapped in a living hell. I shouldn't have let him catch me. Instead of living sad in jail, I could've died free and happy. And my cellmates raped on the norm. They passed around the dorm. You can hear his asshole getting torn. They made me an animal. Can't sleep instead of counting sheep. Niggas counting cannibals. And that's how it is in the pen. Turn old to gold. And your soul is your best friend. My mama prayed for me. Tell the Lord to make way for me. Prepare any day for me. Why? 'Cause when they come for me, they find a struggler. To the death, I take the breath from your juggler. The trick is to never lose hope. I found my buddy hanging dead from a rope. 16 on death row.
Bye bye, that I'm never meant to live. Can't be positive when you catch us where you live. Bye bye, that I'm never meant to be. Living like a thief, running through the streets. Bye bye, that I got no place to go.
Will you find me? 16.
Today's my final day. I'm counting every breath for bitter, cause I'm dying. So much I haven't seen. I know you never dreamed your baby would be dead at 16. I got beef with a sick society that doesn't give a shit. And they too quick to say goodbye to me. They tell me the preacher's dead for me. He's a crook with a book. That motherfucker never cared for me. He's only here to be sure I don't drop a dime to God about the crimes he's committing on the poor. And how can these people judge me? They ain't my peers, and in all these years they ain't never loved me. I never got to be a man. Must be part of some big plan to keep a nigga in the state pen. Until my homies out burying motherfuckers, leave stand clear of these Aryan motherfuckers. Cause once they got you locked up, they got you trapped. You're better off getting shot, huh? I'm convinced self-defense is the way. Please stay strapped, pack a gat every day. I wish I would've known while I was out there. Now I'm straight heading for the chair.
Bye, bye, that I never mentioned.